Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever wondered whether, when using AI for design work, you should just find one single all-powerful model to do everything, or whether there's a completely different approach worth trying? My own method sounds inefficient on the surface. For the same project, I pass things back and forth across three separate Claude interfaces, multiple rounds. Claude Design plays the explorer, responsible for generating the visuals. The web version of Claude plays the critic, interrogating whether the design actually makes sense, then translating everything into specification documents that engineers can read and work with. The desktop version, Claude Code, plays the builder, writing the actual code and handling deployment. These three interfaces hand off to each other through three types of files: sketches, specification documents, and real screenshots taken after the site goes live. Those files are the contracts between them. The critical step is the last one. Getting the code deployed is not the finish line. I always take actual screenshots of the live web page and feed them back into Claude Design, because a layout that looks perfect in a sketch will often fall apart completely when it meets real data and different screen sizes. So this is not a pipeline. It is a loop. A pipeline assumes you get it right the first time. A loop assumes you will make mistakes, and so it deliberately builds a pathway for correction into the system itself. But when it comes down to it, all three Claudes are genuinely capable, and yet not one of them knows where the ship is supposed to be headed. Direction, trade-offs, knowing when to stop, those still depend on the person sitting at the center of it all.